Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. Coming up on today's show, we'll head back to school and find out how a national debate about immigration is impacting a local school district. And we'll take you to Maryland's poorest county and learn how a new federal program is poised to try and address poverty and hunger by providing free meals to students. But first, we bring you the unfortunate and horrific story of another student here in our region. Natalia is a 21-year-old Bulgarian college student that's living in Ocean City for the summer. She's one of more than 100,000 students from around the globe that are here in this country participating in the J-1 visa program, the very program we've been exploring in recent weeks. We've been looking into whether or not the program is a valuable cultural exchange or a cheap foreign labor option for American companies. And we've been bringing you stories about how, in some cases, foreign students are often taken advantage of by their landlords or even their employers. But Natalia's story is a perfect example of the risk these foreign students take when they come to the United States. What happens to them if they become injured or if they're victims of a crime? Does our system provide protection and justice for our young foreign visitors? Now, Natalia is not her real name. We've concealed her identity because there is a police investigation going on, because as you'll soon hear, she was robbed and beaten earlier this week by two female assailants who doused her in pepper spray and stole all of her belongings, including her passport and almost $3,000 in cash. I sat down with her the night after the attack and held her hand as she fought back tears and told me the story of how her American dream was shattered in one night.
I was so excited to come here, to give all my documents, and I was waiting for to start again the program and to be a participant. Then when I saw job offers, when I see Ocean City, Maryland, I Googled it. I just was wondering what kind of place is this, and I saw that it's next to the ocean. Wow, it's great. It's next to the ocean. Let's see some pictures, because I've never been to the ocean, and I've never been this kind of people just to look at the map and okay, I want to come here without any information to the place. I like this place. I said I'm going there. I want to see it. I want to see it with my eyes.
So Natalia, a student who is studying to become an interpreter of Russian and English languages so that diplomatic relations between the two cultures can be improved in the future, got on a plane and came to America. She says the first 2 weeks are the hardest for all of the students in the J-1 visa program.
First 2 weeks were so difficult for us. With my roommate, we are so, he's my best friend, and that's why one of our friends told us, you know, after 2 weeks, everything will be all right, but you have to live these 2 weeks without homesick. Yeah, these 2 weeks are the awful weeks at the beginning. And then... We saw, wow, man, what a big place, what a big city, what a big ocean. We don't know currency, anything. We trying to find the cheapest place to buy food, and we are trying to get the habit with the currency. And when we look, for example, at the coins, and we trying, is this a 5, is this 25, is this 1? And everywhere we were going, we always give a bill.
But Natalia got the hang of it, and she settled in and started to work several jobs, 12 hours a day most of the time. She says oftentimes she was picked up by her employer at her West Ocean City home and driven from Ocean City to Bethany Beach to work. Other days, she was working here in the resort. And at the end of her shift, she would walk alone, in the dark, across the Route 50 bridge to her home. Earlier this week, though, she cashed out her bank account She had fulfilled the work part of her J-1 visa work and travel program and was getting ready to plan a trip to see the United States. She went to her job and got her last bit of cash. It was late, and she decided to make the trek across the bridge like she had done all summer long.
I crossed the bridge, and I didn't walk on the main road. I said, this road is nearest to your house, the short way. I looked at the road. It was just dark. I didn't see anyone. I said, okay, just walk. And then I see lights from the car. And the car was coming near, and then next to me. But it gets slowed down. Then it was coming in front of me, right in front of me. And then stopped in front of me. Then I saw their faces. They was looking like predators. Their faces, their eyes, in this darkness. And then two girls get out from the car, starting to tell me, give me your money, give me your bag, give me everything what you have. I was shocked at this moment. I was shocked. He sprayed, he wanted to spray my eyes, but I put first my hand and she couldn't. Then the other one hit me on my eye and my shoulder. And the first one continued to spray me on my eyes. And
So they pepper sprayed you,
yeah.
And beat you.
Yeah. And I fell on the ground. They take my bag and leave. But the only thing that I won't remember and not to lose my mind was remember their faces, remember the color of the car, remember the number of the car. And I just said, I couldn't see clear the registration, but then I started to screaming because I didn't know what can I do. I just screaming with all my voices.
Luckily, someone heard Natalia's screaming. She lay there on the pavement, bloodied, bashed, and her eyes full of pepper spray. And they called the police. Detective Sergeant David Sharp of the Maryland State Police says a stroke of luck helped officers catch the suspects soon thereafter.
Early morning hours of September 3rd, we got a call for a young female that was robbed in the West Ocean City area. We had a description of individuals involved in that, two African-American females that got into a gray mid-sized car. Put a lookout for that vehicle. A short time later, a vehicle and people matching that description are seen in Wicomico County at a gas station involved in a domestic altercation. We overhear this call going into the Wicomico authorities. Troopers from the Salisbury Barrack respond to that location, get a description, end up stopping that vehicle. We arrive on the scene and find the two females that meet the description and one male in the vehicle that also meet the a description, and four small children as well. So we take everyone into custody, and the male individual is charged in Wicomico County for assault of one of the female subjects in the car, and he's charged there. We bring the two female suspects back to the barrack for further questioning and processing.
Sharp says even with the suspects' confessions, bringing them to justice in this case could prove to be problematic because Natalia is supposed to go back to Bulgaria for college in 2 weeks' time. He says this is the main issue facing law enforcement officials when foreign students either commit or are the victims of crimes during their stay in America.
Because they're here for such a short time, many times the time that these cases are prosecuted, they won't come to trial until after they've already returned home. So that makes it difficult for both us to investigate crimes sometimes when they've left and to prosecute them.
And on top of all of that, Sharp says some criminals are aware that it's the end of the summer season and foreign students are a potentially profitable target.
I mean, I think everyone knows that this time of year, there's a good chance that a lot of these students will be carrying sums of cash and property. They have all of their belongings and preparing to head home.
That takes us back to Natalia, who must now go through the Bulgarian embassy and the State Department to be issued a new passport and papers so she can return to her country in time for the start of her university. But she says papers can be replaced and injuries can heal. But because of all of this, she worries that she may miss out on her opportunity to see America.
If it wouldn't happen today, I wanted to buy my ticket for a trip. 7 days and 8 nights in Las Vegas, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Because I was working for this. I'm angry. I didn't do anything to these people. I just ask why.
On Thursday, Maryland State Police officials returned almost all of the nearly $3,000 that was stolen from Natalia. And Detective Sergeant Sharp says he is confident that the women who beat and pepper sprayed this 21-year-old Bulgarian student will be prosecuted swiftly and to the fullest extent of the law. As for Natalia, her physical bruises are healing, but the mental trauma of the incident is going to take a long time to fade. She says all she wanted was to live the American dream for a few months. Unfortunately for her, she saw the nightmarish and ugly realities of our culture too. But at least her story looks like it has a good chance of having a happy ending. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection. We'll be right back.